Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
First Samuel 14, 36 to 46. Saul inquired of the Lord. Then Saul said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night and plunder them until the morning light. Let us not leave a man of them." And they said, "Do whatever seems good to you." But the priest said, "Let us draw near to God here." And Saul inquired of God, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you give them into the hand of Israel?" But he did not answer him that day. And Saul said, "Come here, all you leaders of the people, and know and see how this sin has risen today. For as the Lord lives, who saves Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die." But there was not a man among all the people who answered him. Then he said to all Israel, "You shall be on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side." And the people said to Saul, "Do what seems good to you." Therefore Saul said, "O Lord God of Israel, why have you not answered your servant this day? If this guilt is in me or in Jonathan my son, O Lord God of Israel, give Urim. But if this guilt is in your people, Israel, give Thummim." And Jonathan and Saul were taken, but the people escaped. Then Saul said, "Cast the lot between me and my son Jonathan," and Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said to Jonathan, "Tell me what you have done." Jonathan told him, "I tasted a little honey with the tip of the staff that was in my hand. Here I am, I will die." And Saul said, "God do so to me and more also. You shall surely die, Jonathan." Then the people said to Saul, "Shall Jonathan die, who has worked this great salvation in Israel? Far from it. As the Lord lives, there shall not one hair of his head fall on the ground, for he has worked with God this day." So the people ransomed Jonathan so that he did not die. Then Saul went up from pursuing the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. We see a bit of courage in Saul here. He wants to finish the task. Remember, the Lord says, "Do not leave your enemies in your midst." And the people say, "Do whatever is good to you." But the priests have a different response. They say, "Let's stay here and draw near to the Lord." Literally, the word is "draw near to God," which is interesting. The name Yahweh is not used here. So Saul inquired of God. Just want to emphasize this because there's a bit of mystery in this text. One of the things that I'm going to highlight in the future is that what made David a man after God's heart was that he regularly inquired of the Lord. He got his instructions of the Lord, and it feels like Saul is doing that very thing here. But we're told that the Lord did not answer him. Now, what's interesting is when David inquires of the Lord, it's usually of that personal name, Yahweh. Here it says that Saul inquired of God. Three times Saul is going to inquire of God. One time he does inquire of the Lord, but we're told there was no answer. And we're beginning to understand why, because immediately after, when Saul doesn't get an answer, he inquires of a medium. Remember, God sees the heart. What Saul is doing in his inquiring of the Lord, he's manipulating the Lord for what he wants, where there's a submission in David to do what the Lord really wants. And I think it's somewhat portrayed in the Hebrew as the narrator has Saul reaching out to Elohim, the God of the nations, where David is reaching out to Yahweh, the God of Israel. The one time that Saul gets to that place of reaching out to Yahweh, the matter is always already settled. His heart is determined. Once again, Jonathan concedes that he's done it with no regret. Saul asserts that his vow will be honored at all cost, and the people step in. Wow, now we see, as the Lord has rejected Saul's leadership, now the people are slowly rejecting. They offer this rhetorical question, should Jonathan die? He's the one who basically brought this great salvation to Israel. They're a little bit miss on that one. The Lord brought it through Jonathan, but they're going to learn this through David. The so what of this passage is that Saul has already been rejected by God, but there's a slow unwinding of confidence in the people and in his son that will be the slow release of his authority and his anointing. The now what of this is to have discernment. There have been several times in my life when I've been in face of a Christian leader who had significant prominence God was using, but in the moment of hearing them, I knew that something had happened in their life and the anointing was begin leaking out. The sad thing on sin is that we don't get caught right away. A lot of times I think it could be reversed if we're caught right away. But if it persists, we don't lose our full anointing in that space, but there's a slow leaking out of it. It's calling us to have discernment. Not first of all, not to play easy with sin in our own lives. We may have some ongoing success for a period, but there will be an unraveling that happens. And discernment in looking at the leaders, not that we would be rebellious, but careful of what we're hearing from the people that God has put over us. And so, Lord, today, help us to keep current confession accounts with you, to keep our lives in order, not only with you, but with the people around us, so that we would have good accountability. In Jesus' name, amen.